Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Welcome back to another episode of Believe in K-pop. This is your host, Anthea Isik. Hope you're all doing good and staying safe. And I know it's too late, but I just wanted to wish you all a happy new year. And this is going to be our first episode of 2022. And I'm super duper happy because I'm going to talk about my bias group. And I have a fellow person who's also into the same group. And we are just going to have some really quick personal fangirling stuff, and I am super happy this happened. So, and I'm super happy to welcome Tashi, one of the admins of GOT7 Mission India, which is one of the popular fan bases in India of K-pop. They are one of the oldest fandoms, largest, and of course, the name suggests they are supporting GOT7. And yes, we are going to talk about GOT7 today. Such an honor, and I'm super glad to have you, Tashi.
Hi, Anthea. Thank you so much for that lovely intro, and it's my pleasure and very glad to be here with you. And yeah, talking about GOT7, one of my favorite things. So yeah, so shall I introduce myself a little?
Yes.
Yeah, so hi, everybody. This is Tashi. I come from Gangtok, Sikkim. That's in northeast of India. And professionally, I have many professions. I'm an architect, I'm a Korean language trainer, and currently I'm working as a Korean language specialist in one of the MNCs. And apart from that, Anthea already introduced me, I am one of the admins of GOT7 Mission India, which is one of the oldest GOT7 fan clubs in India. And I have been one of the admins since 2017. We have very huge, you know, we have a group with lots of people, and we have a small team of admins, and you know, always glad and grateful to each one of them for everything. And yeah, I think, yeah, that will sum up my intro.
So Tashi, it looks like I can have a Korean class with you as well, if you say yes.
Any point of time. Yeah, sure. Why not? Yeah, always. I'll always open for such offers. I'll always be happy to teach you.
Oh, thank you. So as Tashi mentioned, GOT7 Mission India is not only the oldest fandom when it comes to GOT7, but the entire K-pop. And they have been doing a lot of projects. They even got recognized by some of the members. We got huge shout outs by the members and people around the members. So it's such a delight, you know, like being part of such a fandom and getting some contents, and also being able to participate in such projects whenever time permits or whenever the situation is fine. So it's really nice to be a part of the fandom. And as you guys know, I am part of the fandom. Just gonna show off, but yeah. But here we are to talk about GOT7 because we are celebrating GOT7's anniversary, and though you're listening to it a pretty late, you know, like a day after GOT7's anniversary, we are talking on the same day. Like in India, it's still GOT7's anniversary, and we're still celebrating January 16th, and this is their 8th anniversary. And this anniversary also becomes very special because we just had a 7-member live Instagram live. Did you watch it, Tashi? Of course, yes, I did.
I had a very important meeting actually at that point of time, and but then I just cancelled it because the moment I saw that JB is going live with Yongjae on my Instagram, and I was like, just like leave it, like I have to just attend this live no matter what. So I was like, yeah, I was there through the entire live, and I was so happy. And I think everybody, all the Agassiz were right. My God, that feeling after, you know, seeing the 7 members together after so long was out of this world.
Exactly. And you knowing Korean, it would have been even more heavenly for you. I'm jelly.
Yes, but that is partly correct. Yeah.
But yeah, like even the Twitter blew up, even, you know, like the K-pop fans, they were celebrating this joyous moment along with us. So it was definitely one of the memorable events of 2022. So before we dive into 2020s, 21s and 22s, I just wanted to know, what was your journey with GOT7, Tashi? Like, how did it all start?
I think if you ask this question to like the OG Agassiz, I think they all just have one answer, that is Dream High. So yeah, same for me as well. Back when I was in middle school, I think maybe class 9 or so, senior school 9. So that time, we used to watch a lot of dramas, but we didn't really have, internet where we could stream dramas. So we used to buy physical CDs from different vendors. So we would buy those dramas and watch. And I watched Dream High and, Dream High Part 1. And I was completely into JYP Entertainment as a whole. And so definitely when Dream High 2 came up, I couldn't miss it, right? So the moment I watched Dream High, I became a fan. And then, JJP happened. No sooner, JJP happened in 2012. And again, in 2 years, then came GOT7, right? So I started since Dream High, and I'm very happy and proud to be here since day one. So yeah, it's been a wonderful journey, and they've only made my life happier. Yeah, that's all I can say.
Oh my god, like since day one, I can't even imagine that. Like wow, like wow. So yeah, just tell me a little more about how you fell in love with someone, or how did it all happen? We need more details here.
All right. So basically, back then I was more into, K-dramas than K-pop. I was more of a K-drama person than K-pop. So I would listen to K-pop, but, I was not very into K-pop, as in I wouldn't spend time searching about, the idols, their personal lives or reality shows and stuff like that. I would, just listen to them and support them. So what happened is that I think it was 2015 when Confession Song came out. So, I was in my fresher year of college, and I was in an auto going to college. So at that time, they were streaming it on VLive, Confession Song, for the first time. It had released at that point of time. So the moment I watched the music video, I completely fell for these 7 people. Because, before that, all these music videos, they had a concept, right? Like where they had to follow a particular concept of being, a cool and stuff like that. But Confession Song was the first song where they showed, themselves, like their own selves, no script, no nothing. They were like wild and jumping and dancing all around. And I think that was the moment when I realized, shit, like, I'm done. Like, I am like done. So, yeah, I was completely head over heels over them at that point of time. So I think Confession Song was that particular era, 2015, when I got more deeper into them. And yeah.
Wow. Yes, I totally agree. Like Confession Song is definitely that song any artist they would want their partner to play.
Yes, yes, like, yes, absolutely.
If you guys, if you're listening to this podcast and if you have a girlfriend who's an artist, make sure you use Confession Song. It's going to be okay. So just getting back, you just mentioned how you weren't into K-pop a lot. And I also heard you say that you are a JYP stan. So are there any other groups you follow in JYP these days?
Right. So I think at that point of time when I was in middle school, I got into JYP after Dream High. So certainly I was a lot into 2PM.
Oh my God.
And, okay. You too?
Yeah, I am into 2PM and the world knows it. And if you see one of my Believe episodes, you will find it too. Okay.
Oh, wow. Amazing. Oh, I should have found you then, because I was totally into 2PM at that point of time. And Yeah, I was really into 2PM. Then I also listened to a lot of Wonder Girls, and then, you know, you, then came like, you know, slowly all the JYP groups, Day6, Twice, and, you know, I was really into all of them. Like, you know, GOT7 being the alt, but I would support all the other JYP groups as well. It's that kind of a thing that once you start supporting, you know, one company like JYP, you can't just stop. Like, it happened so. But, you know, recently after all that thing happened to our boys, then now I'm completely over them. So, yeah, that is sad. But, yeah, my in the past, I was a very big JYP stan. Yeah.
But still, we still have love for the artists. We have lots of love. So
yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And it's really wonderful to see people stand 2PM, because I know 2PM till last year, but I was whipped last year suddenly out of nowhere.
Oh,
something struck me. And everywhere I go, I talk about 2PM, and people around me knew I was into 2PM. That's how I talk. And with this podcast,
oh,
nothing is a secret. I just go everything. So, yeah. So, you mentioned that GOT7 is your ultimate bias by talking about groups. And that's exactly the point I needed, because my next question is definitely a question that's going to ask you what made them, or what makes you feel that these seven are special compared to other groups. Because, of course, we have a lot of groups. We have beautiful music out everywhere. But you can just share right. your love for the boys and what makes them special.
What makes them special? That's a very tough question, because I've never really thought about it. But I think that you know, most of the other groups also, obviously, they are very all, in fact, the entire K-pop and industry, they are very much fans oriented, as in they are like, you know, the fan service and everything is extremely you know, they do a very amazing fan service. But I think GOT7 is next level. Like, you know, they care for their fans. Like, I mean, I you know, I just cannot explain in words how much they care for their fans. And not only that, you know, the kind of people they are, they're very, very real. And I don't think there are any, you know, more real idols over there, you know, like GOT7, because they are extremely, extremely transparent. Extremely transparent human beings, and they will do anything and everything on camera, irrespective of, like, you know, where they are, like what they are doing or who they are with. They are, you know, that particular thing I think charmed me the most about GOT7. Not saying that other idols are, like, you know, not very true to themselves. They are, but then I think GOT7, they are completely crazy. I think I want to say this, they're crazy, and that is what, you know, that is the most charming point for me, at least. Yeah, they are crazy.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And of course, I do understand, like, most of the times we don't really talk to ourselves or define why we admire certain people in our lives. And that's why I think it is
important. Right, right.
So I think
right.
this is a self-reflectory reason why I wanted to have this question. But yes, you know, like, GOT7 is real. And also I think that you know, like, especially the promises they keep with the fans,
exactly. Yeah,
I think they don't promise the things they can't keep, and they promise the things and they make sure
absolutely
to keep the promise. So
right.
yeah, such a lovely group. Yeah, I might get emotional, but still, yeah. GOT7.
Same here, same here. Yeah, let's not get there.
Yeah, and I'm like, it would be more for you because you are watching them since day one, and wow, that's okay. I'm not going to talk about
yeah. So that's the reason why, you know, every 16th, every year, 16th of Jan, like, you know, I just sit and, like, I, you know, watch old videos and I just cry, sit and cry, thinking about all these years that have passed, you know, and the fact that they're still together, like you said, like the promise that they keep, right? So I think they're making history because they are the first group who have, like, you know, left an agency, like been doing their solo activities, but still like so strong together as a group, the bond. I mean, like, it just gets me so emotional. And we know that they are doing this for their fans, right? So that is what makes me more emotional.
Yeah, like setting time, and with, you know, like Mark just got out of bed. You know, like when you see the light, you can see that. You know, like it's a different time.
Exactly.
He just woke up in the right. early morning, and he's like, "Okay, let me do this." You know, like let them talk, but let me.
Right. He said it was around 6:30 or 6. Yeah. Yeah.
It's beautiful. Yeah. So that's lovely. So, you know, like, if we are having some fan talks, these questions are a must. So I should ask you, and I'm going to pull your legs. Sorry in advance, but I'm going to ask you, who is your bias?
Oh, my God. So I think, you know, people who know me, they just know by my Instagram handle. So it has to be Jackson. So Jackson has been my bias. But then, you know, what I have realized in these few years is that, you know, so when I have reached such a stage where, you know, this might sound very funny, but, you know, I feel different for each member, you know, like out of the 7 members, I feel different for each one. Like Jackson, like I, you know, I feel I like him. Like as a, you know, human being. And then others, like maybe from a JB, I get a, like, you know, feeling of my, you know, elder brother. And same with Mark. Whereas with, you know, Bam Bam and Yugyeom, I get a feeling of, you know, like my best buddies. And Jinyoung is like a crush. So I have different feelings for all the 7 members. But the amount of love, you know, that I have for them, I think it's equal. So, yeah, I am very happy that I got to share this in a platform like this, because everyone, you know, asks me like, who's your bias? And I say Jackson. So they think that, okay, I just like Jackson, like, you know, I have, you know, that, but then, yeah, it's like, I love them equally, but just then, like, you know, I feel different for all the 7 members. I don't know if it makes sense, but yeah.
It does. It does. Totally agree. Like you're talking to Anthea, and Anthea has a lot of stories. So I totally agree. It's beautiful, actually. And I
thank God, thank God.
Yeah, like I do tell the world as well, like for me, my bias is Bam Bam, I guess. Like Bam Bam is more like my role model. Where he's just a year elder to me, but still, you know, like whatever he does, it just speaks in volume to me, you know, like little things, not as a, just as an artist, but as a person. But when I see Jackson, yes. You learn to be a human, a better version human. Like, how can this person be so genuine, so hardworking, so passionate?
Right.
And the story goes on, and I'm going to stop. But yeah, I do agree. This is really beautiful. Yeah, which is your favorite album or either, and why?
My favorite album would be 7 for 7, of course.
Oh my
so
god, it's
it
my
is
favorite too.
One of the albums. That's crazy. But you know, I feel that this album is very dear to almost like all the Agassiz out there because, you know, the 7 for 7 concept and 7 or never concept, I think. This is what we need in life as an Agassé, right? So I feel that, yeah, this album is very, very close to my heart and I absolutely, absolutely love it. Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, 7 for 7, okay, I'm going to talk. But yes, like 7 for 7 was my first album, you know, like the first comeback they made after I became an Agassé. So it was, oh my God, it was.
It should be so memorable to you then.
Yeah, like they just sing about 7. And I, you know, like people who heard my previous episode about God 7 might know this. I was a directioner. And when they parted, when the things happened, I kind of felt betrayed. Like they were promising to be together and all that. And it was kind of hard to digest. Yes, they are artists, they entertain, but still, like, as a little girl or in her preteens, you really get attached to them. So I really felt bad. And then when GOT7 decided to, dissolve again, I really felt that something is wrong with me. Like, whoever I chose as ultimate, they just decide like this. But at the same time, we were also witnessing some other groups, in the previous years, where one of the members was walking out or there were issues coming up. So my heart was literally torn apart because I'm a multi-stan. And though they are not my ultimate groups, I enjoy you as 7 and I enjoy you as 9 or 12. So you have to be that way. But and then when I was feeling bad for all the other groups, and then I returned home, and then they say that, oh, we are going to depart from JYP. And my brain, I'm sure everybody can relate to it. When you're too emotional, your brain doesn't think. I didn't even think like, oh, it's departing from JYP and nothing else. But it suddenly breaks down and like,
yes, oh, yes, yes, yes. I agree. I had that moment too.
Mm-hmm. So after, after receiving Encore, then I realized how much this actually means, as a person, I needed this promise. And I was reminded of 7 for 7. And when the news first came out, I remember, that was also the first album I purchased. My very first album. And I was like, guys, this is here and what is going to happen next? Yeah. But then things changed and everybody knows it right now. So
yes,
it was a roller coaster.
Yesterday in the live, I think Yugyeom mentioned one thing. So they were discussing about, how it's 8 years and how, time flies. So Yugyeom said one thing which really hit me hard. He said that, if we go this way, then we might even celebrate the 50th together, and he was so confident when he said that. And I was like, I broke down at that time because that's so true, right? Seeing the way the boys are, their attitude towards GOT7, towards their own self, towards their fans, right? Towards themselves. So I think it's very much possible that, we'll go to 50 years and even more this year. So and I felt so blessed, I felt so happy because they are not bound by anything to be GOT7, right? If they want, they can very well just leave the group, disband, and they can very much be successful on their own, right? But they are still holding on to that GOT7 title. I think it's just for the fans, and we all know it, and that is what makes GOT7 so special, I believe, for me and for all the Agassiz, I believe.
Yeah, and I'm also thankful that the situation or everything is also kind of favorable to them, they didn't have to forcibly send a member out and, forcibly control themselves from calling the member or mentioning him on live. We see such groups out.
Exactly.
And I'm like, thank God, really, thank you, God, that GOT7 doesn't have to go through that.
Yes.
So I think as a group and as a fandom, we're also blessed in that way.
Yes, yes. Like Jackson says, we are making history.
Yes, definitely. And also snatching a lot of hearts.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, yeah. And with albums, I just wanted to mention. And then I got to listen to all the other albums. Of course, it has to happen.
Mm.
And I really love Hard Carry.
Hard Carry.
Oh, my goodness. That MV, Mark Twain. Okay, let me just stop. Okay,
right.
But yeah, that's pretty awesome. And getting back to the last year, so I actually wanted to talk about it in detail, but we did discuss a lot. So moving on to the best part of 2021, we received a lot of solo releases from GOT7.
Yes.
So how was your experience? We received some different colors from the artists. And did you predict certain colors from the members? Like, I was sure, because you said you follow them from the start. So I do know that people change as time goes, but still very able to, you know, like, I knew Bam Bam was going to change or something like that.
Right. So I definitely did not predict, like, you know, Bam Bam's album. So, you know, maybe if it was a second album, I would have predicted, but his first single album, I really, really had not predicted it would be so lively, so colorful, and, you know, so bubbly. So the moment I saw the teasers and, you know, his pictures and all the things, I was like very shocked, because, like, I had not been expecting, you know, such a theme from Bam Bam. I think that was quite the talk at that point of time, that, you know, Bam Bam has actually shocked everybody, because we were expecting him to do something like, you know, the kind of person, like, he, you know, shows himself to be, like, as in, you know, his dress up or his, you know, choices, or, you know, so the colors he chooses, he does not really how to explain, he does not really resonate ribbon. But then at that point of time when he released you know, an album like that, it was a shock, but of course, like, it was not a disappointment. It was a shock but not disappointment. So yeah, absolutely loved that album. And from Yugyeom, pretty much had expected you know, a dark theme, and there the boy was right rocking.
Oh my god.
The stage.
Love the album. Yeah,
yes, stage, absolutely, me too. Right. And I think Youngjae's album was also a masterpiece. Loved it. You know, the vibing, the main song, the title song, I really, really love it. I almost listen to it every day while working.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lovely.
And who else is left? I think Jin Young has been doing amazing acting. And I just, like, keep watching his videos every now and then. And I keep realizing what a great actor that man is, right? And Jackson with his singles and Pan the Pack has been, again, he has been taking over China. He has been sweeping the US charts. So, yeah, it's like, I feel really proud when I see Jackson, like, particularly the man he has become, the way he has become so independent. I feel like a proud mother. I don't know why, but... I hope you like relate to me, right? Yes. And lastly, I think Mark with his finally coming out of his shell, right? So proving to the haters that yes, I can sing, and he's been giving out the best song. I absolutely loved Last Breath.
Mm.
How about you? How did you feel about Last Breath?
Like, you spoke about all the members, but why are you asking me about Mark? But yes.
No, because I was like, particularly, you know, I was shook with Mark's song.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it was like, right. Nobody would expect a song like that from Mark. But it was like, you know, a great surprise to, like, all the fans, I believe. So I think his song took me by shock the most.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very happy, you know, because finally we got content from Mark, and right.
And I agree with whatever you said, because I felt the same with everybody. And Mark, I think even One in a Million is something.
Yes, absolutely. How can I forget One in a Million? Oh my god.
Wow. Like, oh, there's only one, and I'm like, yeah, you are one and only in a million. Okay, let me stop here. But yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, One in a Million is a masterpiece. I must say this, like, Sanjay has done a great job, and Mark too, and it has been, like, you know, in my playlist for so long, and I just won't remove it from my playlist, I think.
I remember, you know, like, if the listeners might know, like, we did have Sanjay in our podcast.
Right.
Like, the upper part was all cool, and I was like, oh, yeah, it's just a form. And then, like, in the lower part, I was like, you know, like, this person
freaking out.
Yeah, and then, like, he worked with Mark One. And I'm like, okay, calm down, Anthea. So it was really good one. And with Bam Bam again, like I was expecting something, oh, wild and sexy or wild and crazy, young and rich, yo.
And absolutely. Like
but yeah, within, and some of their B-sides for
instance, oh my God.
Bam Bam's Under the Sky.
Under the Sky.
Yugyeom's When You Fall.
Yeah, When You Fall. Yeah. Yeah. My favorite one is Falling in Love. I really love that song from point of view. Falling in Love. And yeah, When You Fall also. Right.
I remember, you know, like playing it on the feet and I'm like shedding tears. Like, Yugyeom just said he'll catch me when I fall. I'm like, ah. And I really needed that song at that time. So I think we all go through emotions. And
yes.
I think I'm a different person. Like everybody goes through it. And at that time, you need songs like that. Like,
so agreed.
It's beautiful. And Jackson, even, you know, like we know he, you know, like does really good singles. But recently, are also seeing some of his acting. And some directions and his
music
video.
Yes.
So.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that little series like Pretty Please, LMLY, you know, Drive You Home, it has been, you know, he has shown so much of his potential, what he can do, not only as an, you know, artist, not only as a singer, but also, you know, production-wise, direction-wise, as a creative producer. I was like, I've been so proud. Again, a proud mom, always.
Why? Yeah. So, Jackson, it's your project next with Jackie Chan of the Marvel Studios. Let us know. We are here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's really awesome. You know, like having a person talk about all this and even scream at times, it really makes me happy. So, yeah, we have come down a very beautiful memory lane. So, you know, like moving on. Would you like to talk about your fandom? Like we did mention, it's the oldest and one of the largest ones in India. So did you guys have any projects for this anniversary? Or you can even mention some events or some projects that you are proud of. So even the fans around the world can hear to you, listen to you, and even take part if you're doing something.
Yes, absolutely. Right. GOT7 Mission India has been a very, very, very close part of me. And, you know, we have, like I said, I have been in the with the group since 2017. So we have tried to do a lot of projects ever since then. So I think the first project that we ever did was with, you know, Korean Culture Center, Delhi. So we were amateurs. We barely knew what to do, how to do, but all we wanted to see was like, you know, a billboard of Jackson. So we're very amateur, but still, like, you know, we somehow managed to talk to them and we told them, you know, that we want a small, maybe even if it's small, it's okay. We want a small billboard type of thing, you know, in your facade of the building. So like we didn't really go there. It was all over the calls and everything, and we did that, and like, you know, surprisingly, you know, there was an article released by Korea Boo saying that Jackson is the first K-pop idol to have his own billboard in India. So once they released that particular article, so we shared that article through our Twitter handle, and guess what? Jackson, he himself likes that post.
Oh my God.
Right. So I feel that, you know, all the love that Jackson showers to India is like somewhere also connected to that project that we did, because, you know, obviously when he saw that he is the first idol, and at that point of time, GOT7, they were not as famous as they are today in India.
Yeah,
right. So at that point of time, I was really, you know, my whole team, we were really proud of what we did at that point of time. And, you know, Jackson liking that picture was the highlight, I must say. And we went crazy. You can imagine how, you know, crazy we went. So after that, second project we did was that for Bam Bam on his birthday. We bought a star.
Yeah, I remember.
Right, we've done all unusual things. Like we bought a star, like you know, for Bam Bam, which is possible if you know somebody didn't know that. And then we also had you know a very big billboard of Bam Bam again in Kolkata. So yeah, that was for Bam Bam. But after that, you know, what we realized is that these things can be done by anyone. But why not, you know, use this money that we are collecting for the project for a better cause. Right. So that is when we started getting mature. So I think that is when we started doing projects like planting trees, you know, rescuing animals and also, like, you know, doing voluntary work in orphanages and everything for different, you know, for maybe, you know, kids and for different causes. Like we started looking for different, you know, ways in which we can help the society as, you know, because that would be much better than just like, simply you know having a huge billboard for somebody. I think we thought that like why not use the money for a better and important cause. So we started doing that, and I think the other accomplishment I'd say is that when we had a project where we planted trees for Mark in South, I don't particularly remember the name, but his if you know Randy, that's Mark's best buddy. So he had, you know, reposted our project on Mark's wall from his side. So he appreciated our project at that time. And I think that was also one of our accomplishments. And again, Jackson back at it. So I think it was the 2019 project when like we did a project in Chennai.
Yeah, and I remember. I think I wrote about it.
Oh, yes, yes. I believed. Yeah, you did that. So, yeah. So that was a very sweet little project where we helped these, you know, old ladies who sell the flowers at the side of the road. So we made them wish Jackson in Tamil and, you know, we made a very nice video out of it. And guess what? Jackson not only, like, he completely reacted in VLive about a project. He said that the video project from India, like, thank you so much. He said that and... like, I still get goosebumps when I think of that moment.
I was like, living under the rock. Where was I? Oh my God. You are sending that video if you have it.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's on YouTube. You can see, like, it's linked. So we first posted that video. And the next day, I think, after his birthday, he was live on VLive. And he mentioned that the project, video project from India, thank you so much. And yeah, he just made our day.
It's beautiful, and I'm so glad and super happy you brought the idea of, you know, like doing good things for others. And I think I really looked up to you guys when you did it as well. I'm being serious, and
that means a lot.
Yeah, and I did try something within Madurai, you know, like in Tamil Nadu. We kind of brought in the September babies. Now, it's not exactly Mark or Lumpy, but all the artists who celebrate their birthdays in September. So I had quite a few friends. We collected money and we went to an orphanage. We entertained the kids. We gave them some stationery things and we gave them cakes and we celebrated that. So, you know, like I can clearly say that was definitely one of the acts I did, and I'm happy about it. And that was inspired by you guys. So thank you.
Oh my God. Yeah. And that feels amazing, doesn't it? It feels like the sleep that you get that night is like the most peaceful you'll ever get, right? Yeah. Because and I feel that we should be very thankful to our boys for this, because like we know that doing a good thing is good, but I don't think I would have done it, like, you know, going out of my zone and doing such things had I not known GOT7,
exactly.
Right? So I think this push that we need as, like, you know, human beings to do something good, that to us was given by GOT7.
Exactly. That's really beautiful. Right. And we get to, you know, like, be happy because of the boys. So let us be a medium or a vessel to spread happiness.
Yes. Yes,
so it was really nice talking to you, not just about GOT7, but, you know, like, just about everything and anything under the sun, mostly Godzilla. So finally, if you could, and I know it's a very instant question, but if you could send your wishes to Godzilla and Aga Space, you can take the time and give your message.
Wishes to God Seven. Again, not really a question I've thought a lot about, but okay. I just wish for God Seven to be, you know, healthy, happy, and you know, most importantly, happy, because being happy is extremely important for, you know, a healthy life and, you know, healthy relationships. So I just want them to be happy no matter where they are, you know, where they go, where they end up. And yeah, I think the moment they are happy, we are happy. So it's like that cycle. So I just want them to be happy with whatever they do and wherever they are in life. And yeah, my own personal wish would be to go like this forever until we are old and, you know, and we can't remember songs and can't remember names. So I just want this to go till that point of time when I'm super old and I, you know, maybe my body will not let me remember them. But, you know, I want to grow old with them. Very cliche, but yes, I want to grow old with them and, yeah, just be happy like I am today because of them. So, yeah, that's it, I guess.
Yeah.
A very average answer, but yeah, I think that is what I generally feel.
Like, sometimes you just go out of words, so it's totally understandable. And I'm sure, yes. Like, even when we have grandkids, when the song starts playing, we are going to be like, hey, girls. I'm like, grandma, I thought you're not going to walk. Like, we are dancing. That's an old story. So yeah, it's beautiful. And for your fellow Aga Says, would you like to share something?
Yes. So Aga Says all around the world, to my own GOT7 Mission India group and the other Indian Aga Says, a little shout out to my admin team, Oi, Ahilya, Manalo, and Nandu. So thank you so much for being there. And thank you so much to the entire GOT7 family, GOT7 Aga Says, for loving GOT7. For choosing GOT7. And, you know, every day when I see Agassiz around the world, you know, being so committed to GOT7, like, I feel thankful. Like, you know, thank you so much for choosing GOT7. Thank you so much for being a part of this family. And I hope we can go like this forever. Forever is a very heavy and big word, but I mean it. I hope we can go as an Agassiz together, hand in hand forever. And yeah. Yeah, let's all just be happy and keep supporting GOT7.
Yeah, and thank you again for this lovely message. Hope the listeners had a fun time listening. And even if you aren't in Aga Say, I'm sure you should check out a lot of songs of theirs. And there's probably anything and everything that's GOT7. So, Tashi, do you have any specific MVs or albums that a K-pop fan should listen to if they are getting into GOT7?
You mean any MV or an album?
Mm-hmm. To start with.
To start with GOT7. I remember, you know, like people have different choices. They have different tastes. So if people like do not really like, you know, very energetic K-pop, you know, acts in K-pop, the energy, the boom energy. But so most of the times I usually, you know, recommend the Verse 2 album, JJ Project, and the 7 for 7 album, GOT7. So this I've done a lot. So, so that's why I have an answer ready for it. It's either Verse 2 JJP or it's going to be 7 for 7, GOT7.
Has it been successful?
Yes. Oh. Yes, you won't believe it, but it has, you know, because these songs can never go wrong, I believe, because there are people who don't like, you know, loud, energetic music, like, you know, with lots of heavy beats. So these songs are very soothing and very calm. And, you know, you can always listen to it whenever you are, like, you know, in any mood possible. So that's why I feel that, yeah, these can be a good options to get somebody to become an Agassi.
Yeah, And people who are like me, who just literally goes out when huge EDM tracks burst, go for a hard carry, if you do.
Yes. Yes, 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 absolutely. So my recommendation was only for people who, like, you know, are not into core K-pop. But if you are someone like Anthea and someone like me who loves all these boom boom songs, then Hard Carry is a must.
We have boom boom too.
Yes, boom boom boom. You can go for that as well.
You can go for Skyway. Okay.
Yes, the list is endless.
You can go all day. But yeah, thank you so much, Tashi. It was such a lovely meet and session to talk about GOT7, something we really love. And thank you for coming in a very quick notice. I know I am a bad girl. You know, like, I just texted you last night and asked you to come here, but still you decided to do it for the boys and me. So thank you so much for lovely conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, my pleasure. I had a lovely time as well. Finally could, you know, let my Agassi emotions out after a long time with someone, and it was great. It was great.
Yes, we can definitely do this again with all the admins. Maybe it can be GOT7 Mission India special episode. I would
love to
do that. And would you like to give your social media to people so they can follow GOT7 Mission India, as well as if you have fan sites, if you can follow
it. Right. We have our Insta handle. So shall I just spell it out? Or?
Yeah.
So our Insta handle would be GOT7_Mission_India. Easy, right? GOT7_Mission_India. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, so make sure to follow them. And as you know, Tashi knows Korean, so they might also give you the Korean translations of a lot of things. So if you are interested in their project, you can definitely DM them. They are also super friendly in their DMs. So just a text away. So if you are a person from another country, you can definitely reach out as well, so we can have more collabs in the future. So thank you so much for listening. And once again, a very happy new year. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure to follow Believe in K-pop on Instagram. It's at Believe in K-pop. You can definitely talk about K-pop with me anytime, anywhere. So it's Anthea Isaac in Twitter and Instagram. Once again, thank you so much, and hope you have a very good week. May whatever your, well, like your work or your assignments, whatever you're planning to do this week, will end up in success. So until next week's episode, I just wish you all goodness and blessings. Just remember to spread love and be loved. This is Anthea Isaac. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.